that the train is coming, Correa pulling the man out just in a nick of time, the oncoming train then smashing the vehicle, sending it flying some 30 feet. The driver of the vehicle and the trooper were both uninjured. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. At 11:04... very windy outside. It is 55 degrees, and there's a wind forecast for today, and with a high of 56. Tonight, a low of 46, and then Friday, a high of 59 and sunny again. Saturday looks like a pretty good day, sunny with a high of 61. And then Sunday looks like the better day of the weekend. Sunny with a high of 66.
No great puzzle while Jennifer's playing today's opening song. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, only 2 weeks left to stop by HCL and see the winners of the annual photography show. The Friends Tricky Tray Raffle is a week from this Saturday. It's Saturday, October 26th. Save the date. Entries are being accepted for the annual HCL Gingerbread Competition. We'll tell you how to get in on all the fun. Jennifer says jokes about menstrual cycles are not funny. Period. Upcoming concerts and speakers at HCL and NCB. Gingerbread Craft Day. Holiday events. Trivia. And more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer. Before we get into this, I want to thank Joan Sabo for sitting in for Jennifer last week. The archive, I don't think, is up yet, Jennifer, but you should listen. She was, for someone doing the radio show for the first time, she was a natural. She was very comfortable. She spoke very, I thought she did a great job. So maybe if me or you are out again in the future, I think Joan is a very capable stand-in.
Good, I won't be here on the first Thursday.
I can't hear what you're saying.
I won't be here the first Thursday.
You'll be here on Thursday? Which Thursday?
The first one of November.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Nothing.
You're off for a whole week?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Again?
Again.
What are the plans this time? World travel?
To have plans.
Okay, so that's not next week.
No.
It's not the week after either, is it?
No.
Oh, well, let me know, a week before.
It's the 5th. It's in 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
No.
No, okay.
3 weeks?
2 weeks from today is Halloween. It's 3 weeks from today.
Okay. In a week, tell me. I'm going to forget about this. And
I know, and then it'll be my fault again.
Now, here we go. Right off the bat. Okay, good morning. Welcome to the Library Show. I mentioned the HCL Amateur Photography Show. It's on display right now. in the main gallery. And if you stop by before October 9th, well, you're going to have to stop by again because we've labeled all the winners. The winners were announced at an award ceremony on October 9th, and all the winning pictures are labeled. You can come and see the Best in Show for the students and the Best in Show for adults. See the Public's Choice winner, plus first place in all the other categories. That threw me for some reason. I don't know why. It shouldn't. I should be used to this kind of stuff by now. So the award ceremony went very well. Walter Horoszewski was there. Talked to the photographers. We had 99 amateur photographers displaying in our gallery. It's quite a scene. If you've never seen it, it's pretty overwhelming. So stop by before the end of the month and check it out. You can also check out our display in the lobby cases. The Delaware Valley Bead Society always does a nice jewelry display this time of year. And I know they have holiday sales and things like that. It's just beautiful work. So two great displays at the Hunterdon County Library. And, of course, the North County Branch Library has their own displays. Maybe I can get into that right now. Yes, I can. Palm Bark Masks, Nature's Canvas by Terry Trotta is on display up at the North County Branch Library. And also, to preserve the fighting strength, the Army Medic in World War II is a display in their exhibit cases up there. It features extensive collection of John Dwyer featuring uniforms, equipment, and medical items carried and used by Army medics in the European theater in 1944, as well as items common to all soldiers serving in WW2. So that's the exhibits for October. And, of course, every month we switch the exhibits over and we'll have a brand new set of exhibits in November, etc., etc. And I think that leads me right into our December exhibit at the Hunterdon County Library, the annual gingerbread competition. You can be involved. You can be part of our December exhibit in our May gallery at the Hunterdon County Library. We've been doing this every year for the past several years. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library co-sponsor this fun event that we do every year, the HDL Gingerbread Competition. There's a $200 grand prize for Best in Show, so listen up. We have several categories you can enter. We have a kids-only category, a student category, adult individual category, a family category, which is the most popular, so your whole family can make one together. And enter it. That seems to be our most popular category. Our group category could be a school group or a scout group or a business group, anything like that. And then we have a professional category. There'll be cash awards for first place in all of those categories as well, plus the $200 grand prize. And we may do a did we do a public's choice last year, Jennifer?
We did not.
We did not? No. We may or may not do a public's choice this year. So it's free to enter. Just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, print out and entry form. There's a link to the entry forms right on the homepage. Print that out, send it in to us. The deadline to enter is Friday, November 15th, so you have a little time left. It's been growing in popularity every year. We'll have a reception on Tuesday, December 3rd, where we'll announce the winners. We'll provide refreshments. It's going to be a youth services craft day that day, and we're going to have a special holiday-themed program that evening.
And the fiddlers will be playing at 6 o'clock, sort of behind the reception.
Great. And plus the Hunterdon Central Fiddle Club will be performing as well. So the ACL Gingerbread Competition. So if you're interested, and you're like, well, what do they expect me to make? Well, you have two choices. You can make either your favorite storybook scene or building from a favorite children's book or novel, like Hogwarts or, I don't know, The Tale of Two Cities. I don't know, Scrooge's Office from The Christmas Carol.
I wouldn't do a guillotine from Tale of Two Cities.
Oh, was there guillotines involved?
Yes.
What two cities are we talking about when we talk about A Tale of Two Cities? London and Paris?
Probably.
What do you mean, probably?
Yes, London and Paris.
You never read it, have you?
No.
Dickens' classic, A Tale of Two Cities?
Nope, and I even took an entire class in Dickens, and that was not one of the ones we read.
Why?
I guess because we read other things like Dombey and Son and Little Dorrit, things that people don't typically read.
Okay, so any creation from a storybook is acceptable, and then also the Chamber of Commerce is one of our sponsors, and they like to see you make something that depicts Hunterdon County. a building or a scene.
The new sidewalks.
It says Hunterdon County. Yes. The new sidewalks downtown. They planted the new trees I see downtown. Downtown maybe turning a corner here, Jennifer?
That would be good.
No comment?
Huh? Oh, I didn't know it needed... Well, no, the sidewalks are nice now.
I mean, the whole Union Hotel debacle. Is that finally being rectified?
I do not know.
So the HCL Gingerbread Competition, sorry to get sidetracked there. It's a lot of fun, a great family holiday event. So consider entering. Once again, pick up a... You can pick up a entry form at any of the county libraries or go online, hclibrary.us, and right on our homepage is a link to the entry form. We're going to go to our first commercial break, and then we're going to come back after that with Today in History.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. It's time for Today in History. It's time every week I ask Jennifer and you at home, or wherever you are, questions about events that happened on the current date. Today is October 17th, 2019. I'll ask you about events that happened on October 17th in years past. I'll also give you some names of people who were born or who have died on October 17th. And see if you can tell me who they are just by hearing their names. Give me a little brief biography about them. One sentence. Two sentences. I will mark it correct. Let's go back to 1777, Jennifer. American Revolutionary War, British General John Burgoyne surrenders his army today. Where?
Philadelphia.
Saratoga. Turning point of the American Revolution. Burgoyne surrenders at Saratoga. Most people think it was the pivotal battle because when the French saw that the colonists could actually win some of these battles, the French decided to jump in on the colonist sides. And Battle of Saratoga important. And of course, we all know, if you listen to this library show, that the victory of Saratoga would not have been possible if it wasn't for John Stark and the victory at the Battle of Bennington earlier in the year that weakened Burgoyne's forces so the upset could happen at Saratoga. Probably the Probably the second biggest upset ever to happen at Saratoga, Jennifer. The first biggest upset?
The race.
Man of War lost his only race at Saratoga Racecourse to a horse coincidentally named Upset. And that happened in 1920, 21, early 20s. So that was the first biggest upset in Saratoga history. The second biggest upset was Burgoyne surrendering the British Army. 1781 was another surrender, the surrender at Yorktown. This time I'll flip it on you, what British general surrendered his army at Yorktown?
Cornwallis
is correct. 1931, Al Capone sent to jail, Jennifer. For what reason?
Tax evasion.
Very good. Are you talking into your microphone? Because I cannot hear a word you're saying. 1933. How can I put this? This actually isn't worded correct. But who flees Nazi Germany on this date and moves to the United States in 1933?
Albert Einstein.
Very good. That is correct. Actually, Albert Einstein was in the United States when Adolf Hitler rose to power, and he saw the writing on the wall and said, I'm not going back. Very smart of him. And he actually helped the Americans because he says, the Germans are, you better start developing some nuclear weapons because the Germans are way ahead of you guys. And then in 1965, Jennifer, what closes after 2 years and more than 51 million attendees?
The World's Fair at the Polo Grounds in New York.
The New York World's Fair, that is correct. I just watched a special about that. Very interesting. I didn't know Robert Moses was in charge of putting that all together. And he was tricky. He actually built Shea Stadium with funds that were supposed to be with the fair as well. He kind of rolled it all in together. So very interesting.
There's a good book on Robert Moses.
Robert Moses ended up being like a pariah in New York City.
Yeah.
He went overboard with his roads. In the beginning, he was fine with the parks and roads, but then he just wanted everything to be a road. He was trying to put cross expressways right across Manhattan, and they finally said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Dude, he was wrecking like classic architectural buildings, and they finally said, well, wait a minute. You have too much power. They put an end to it. Not before, like the old Penn Station went down and stuff like that, unfortunately. But it's a story for another day. Born on this date in 1915, Arthur Miller.
He was an author. He was married to Marilyn Monroe, The Crucible.
Very good. One more huge one. Bigger than The Crucible.
Death of a Salesman.
Very good. 1918, it's just right up your alley, Jennifer. 1918, Rita Hayworth.
She was a movie star. I don't know anything.
What literary, why does she have a literary trivia question about her?
I don't know.
Well, she was the most popular pinup girl during World War II. Literary things, but Stephen King wrote a short story called Rita Hayworth and the Shawshank Redemption. That's her literary connotation. And then Shawshank Redemption also made into a very popular movie. If you haven't seen The Shawshank Redemption, well, then I don't know what to tell you. Jennifer, have you seen it?
I have not.
Wait a minute. What?
I've not seen it.
Why not? It's not a comedy.
I know.
It's a great movie. I mean, why? Have you resisted for some reason?
No.
Or just haven't gotten around to it?
Didn't get around to it.
I know it's in our collection, so if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It's a great movie, Shawshank Redemption. I mean, probably a top 50 movie of all time, no question about it in my mind, and probably most people's minds. 1930, Jimmy Breslin was born.
he was a journalist.
Yes. Since you like things New York, I think you'd be all over this one.
He worked for Newsday.
He gained notoriety, really, for one famous thing.
Jimmy Hoffa? No. What?
Son of Sam.
Son of Sam.
Wrote letters to him.
That's right.
The letters that he had wrote to Jimmy Breslin. 1938, Evel Knievel was born.
He was a stunt rider. He would jump his motorcycle over Grand Canyon.
Well, not the Grand Canyon.
Things like that.
Like trucks and cars and fountains, Caesar's Fountain. He tried to jump the Snake River Canyon in a rocket ship. That wasn't a motorcycle. I don't know what he was doing. I think that's probably what killed his career. That was a joke. And he failed. He was in a rocket trying to jump over the Snake River Canyon and didn't make it. And then finally, in 1983, Felicity Jones was born.
She is a TV star. Movie star?
Movie star?
Nope.
I looked up for one thing, and it's today's DVD alert. I'm not giving Shawshank Redemption a DVD alert, because 98.4% of the population have seen the Shawshank Redemption. Felicity Jones, I know her from... She was the star of, in my opinion, the best of all the Star Wars movies. We're talking Rogue One. This is the story that takes place between the first trilogy and the second trilogy of Star Wars movies. Excellent movie. DVD alert. Run, Don't Walk. I'm sure we have Rogue One in our collection.
She's also on the Basis of Sex, which we will be showing.
Oh, yes. The new. We're showing that tonight.
Tonight.
Well, there you go. What a segue, accidental segue that was.
Okay.
Our movie tonight is on the Basis of Success. It's the story of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And we'll be showing that in our free movie series at the Hunter and Cannon Library tonight. Shows start at 6:30, Jennifer?
6 o'clock.
What?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. You can bring your own refreshments, or the friends sell refreshments for a nominal fee. And we've been doing this movie series for a long time. And tonight's movie, coincidentally, stars Felicity Jones. What was it called again?
On the Basis of Sex.
Okay, very good.
You didn't ask me if I saw that.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, okay. Was it good? I wanted to see that.
It was good. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg never looked that good in her entire life.
Are you sure?
But, yeah,
when
I'm
she
sure.
was younger?
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Usually they're pretty sharp with the casting.
No.
Was Ruth Bader Ginsburg married and have kids?
Yes.
Somebody thought she was beautiful then, Jennifer.
On the inside, perhaps. Are you going before?
I don't believe it.
Before you go to die today, I have another born today.
And?
I would like to give a birthday shout out to Hank Ryan.
Okay, who's Hank Ryan?
She's our pal. Who's
she?
She. She.
Hank, short for what?
I don't know. She's an author. She's done a couple of interviews when you've been off.
Is she one of the three?
No, she's not one of the three. Her latest book is The Murder List. She's an Emmy Award-winning newscaster up in Boston. So happy birthday, Hank.
Hank? What? I don't get it. Hank's going to be short for Henrietta? No.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably Henrietta, then Henry, then Hank. That's it. Her given name's Henrietta, Jennifer.
Okay.
Age of 49, Frederick Chopin died.
He was a composer. Now he's decomposing.
Whoa.
Didn't you ever hear
Luckily, the
Beethoven's decomposing? You never heard that joke?
Hopefully none of Chopin's family's listening. It's a little disrespectful.
Chopin, he did a lot of etudes.
I would just need one of his compositions. There's a very famous one.
D minor.
It's a key, Jennifer.
I know, but it's
the Minute Waltz. Oh. Ever hear of the Minute Waltz?
It's E minor anyway.
Prelude
and E minor.
2007, Teresa Brewer died.
You
remember this person?
The name
sounds familiar, right?
Right. Nope.
She was a singer. She's a popular singer. Give me a song she sang. She had like a hits album like that came out in the 70s. That's where I remember from. But her most famous song, I think, was Put Another Nickel in the Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah. She,
She was a little spitfire.
When we were in Shrewsbury, we did a variety show. And three of my sister's friends sang that song.
Saying put a little nickel on the Nickelodeon?
Yeah. It was like...
That's sort of from like the 40s.
It was like a decade variety show. Like
I gotcha.
My class did the 70s.
And what did your class do?
The King Tut and YMCA.
Oh, yeah? And what part were you in?
I was in King Tut. I said he gave his life for tourism, and I had a pennant that said, Yay, Tut.
That's funny. So this is some kind of variety show?
Yes.
Is there film of this that exists?
No.
That's the way you said no there means there is.
No, there's not.
And
no,
you'll never get your hands on it.
You sure she's saying put another nickel in?
Yes, put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is loving you and music, music, music. Okay, the time is 11:29.
The Muppets did it, too. She did it with the Muppets.
That was like another... She kind of re-energized her career with that song. Okay, it's 11:30. Jim Gano will be joining us.
Now we'll really hear some music.
Yeah, what music?
Put another nickel in.
I put nickel in. What music?
Put another nickel in.
I put nickel in. What music?
Just listen, Fuzzy Bass.
Don't you love Adam?
The great Teresa Brewer died on this date. In 2007.
And all Jennifer can play is her with the Muppets.
12 years ago. So Jim Gano, once again, will be in with his show, Taking Care of Business at 12 noon. Advice for small businesses. I have advice for any small business. Crossed my mind. I don't know why I was thinking this when we were talking. So just if on the long shot that you're opening a lodging establishment and you're on Baker Street, consider Baker Dozing as the name of your establishment. How about that, Jennifer? That's my small business advice. Anyone opening a lodging establishment on a Baker Street? Baker Dozing. You're welcome. Okay, we have a half hour left. We've got some trivia we'll do a little bit later. I need to talk about the Friends. Tricky Tray. The big fundraiser coming up in 2 weeks, or a week and a half, or a week and 2 days. Actually, I got a better place to read this from. Save the date, October 26th. It's Tricky Tray time. Friends of the Huntington County Library is sponsoring our annual Tricky Tray Basket Raffle fundraiser on Saturday, October 26th at the Flemington Elks Lodge on Route 31 in Flemington. Doors will open at 12:30 p.m., and the raffle drawing begins at 2:30 p.m. There are two advanced purchase discounted admission packets that are available through Sunday, October 20th. So that's this Sunday.
Oh, Debbie!
Oh, yeah.
Hey, now what are you doing?
This is Debbie Harry and Kermit the Frog singing Rainbow Connection.
Yeah, well,
she has
a
new biography.
Songs about rainbows.
Oh, good.
As long as Debbie
list.
Harry isn't drowning
yeah,
me out.
Yeah, I got the
Debbie
list.
Debbie Harry in the height of Blondie did this. I can have more new respect for her.
Yes, and you should read her biography. It's fascinating.
Oh, yeah? What were the tent poles?
I haven't read it yet. Because there were
you
no...
You said it was fascinating.
It is.
You haven't read it.
But here, it sounds fascinating.
Well, I thought you might be tired of that.
Jennifer, you just twisted me all up in knots.
Thank you.
No, I'm not tired of it.
You missed me last week,
that's
didn't you?
Well, let's do it then.
Oh,
I'm
good.
Not feeling well. I don't need this today.
It goes like this.
Telling me that it's a riveting biography that you haven't read.
Virginia said it was, so therefore it must be.
Who's Virginia?
She's one of the three people we interview sometimes on the radio.
Only general admission will be offered on the day of the event. Just by the way, I'm talking about the Tricky Tray again. I'm sorry to get off track. Admission includes a light snack. All the details are available online at hclibrary.us. Click on the Friends button on the navigation bar, and it'll take you to the Tricky Tray and all the information. There's going to be over 125 baskets available. Past raffle prizes have included televisions, a week of vacation, themed baskets, gift certificates, household items, jewelry, artwork, handbags, pottery, and collectibles. New for 2019 will be a door prize. So this is the Tricky Tray raffle, and only the first 200 people will be accepted. Proceeds from the Tricky Tray support the new STEM, which is Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math Programming. It's a new library initiative. It also benefits the Museum Pass program and will augment library funding of the Mobile Library Catalog, which provides library patrons access to e-books. So the Friends Tricky Tray, Saturday, October 26th at the Flemington Elks. Be there, be square. How about I dust off that old classic line?
What?
Be there, be square. I haven't said that since Happy Days or whatever.
There's at Journal Square, at the parking garage, there's a building that's just gone up next to it, and it says, that's what it says on the building. It says, be squared.
Journal Square, where's that?
It's in Jersey City.
Oh. I thought it was in Huntington County somewhere.
Yeah.
Knitters Unite. Make hats, scarves, socks, and mittens for the Flemington Area Food Pantry. We've been doing this for several years. Starting October 21st and ending December 16th, knit and crochet items will be collected at ACL headquarters for the North County and South County branches at their circulation desks. They'll be collecting handmade hats, scarves, socks, and mittens, and they will all be donated to the Flemington Area Food Pantry, who will distribute them to the needy. Gender-neutral items are appreciated but not required. Size for children and adults. Please mark items either 100% wool hand wash or machine washable. Tags will be available. Yarn in good condition will be donated and much appreciated at the lower level of the ACL headquarters only. Let me be a little more clear about that. If you need yarn to make your creations, we'll have yarn that has been donated on our lower level. Just stop by and take what you need. If you have yarn to donate, you can leave some as well. But take what you need, and we appreciate your hard work. And let's help keep our friends and neighbors warm this winter. Am I going to keep talking?
I didn't know. I did not want to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Ann Thornton from MSI Plumbing has a second edition of her home maintenance book, and she gives practical, sensible advice, like how to care for your water heater, things like that. And she's going to be talking at the headquarters library on November 19th at 7 p.m. And she'll give you some pointers on how to winterize your home. And this Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the headquarters library, we're going to welcome author Laura Bradford. She is the author of the Amish Mystery Series and two Amish romance books as well.
So before we go to our last commercial break, an event you can help us out with, Huntington County Library, a community conversation. So we're coming up with a new strategic plan for the Huntington County Library. We'd like to have your input if possible. So on Saturday, November 16th at 1 p.m. at the North County Branch Library on Halstead Street in Clinton, we invite you to come down and tell us what you think about the library, what you like about our library, what you'd like to see us do at the library, what you don't like about the library. All opinions are welcome. There'll be limited seating. You can reserve your spot online by going to our event calendar. Just go to hclibrary.us, click on the event calendar, go to November 16th, and sign up to attend our community conversation. And we'll talk about the Huntington County Library strategic plan. Okay, we're going to go to our last commercial break, and we'll come back with some trivia right after this.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Huntington is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge.
We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Gonneau will be in shortly. And don't forget, November 7th, the library will be at the Hunterton County Chamber Business Expo at the ice rink from 2 to 7.
November what?
7th.
November 7th, yes, the Hunterton County Library will be there with a table promoting all our services and programs. Stop by and say hi.
Oh, you might even have a survey by then, too.
We have been getting surveys back about the discount for your library card promotion. We got one back from Sneakers Plus. They said they had over 50 people take advantage of their promotion.
Oh, that's excellent.
That's good to hear.
I think next year in the letter you send out asking for people to participate, you should include testimonials from like Sneakers Plus or Crown Trophy.
Yes, we could do that as well.
I'm going to sneeze.
Okay, we'll play some trivia to round out today's library show. We've got about 10 minutes left. No, we've got about 15 minutes left. So trivia and then maybe some upcoming October, November programs. Let me just mention last night before we start trivia, Pete Gumbo and the Hot Peppers performed for us last night at the Hunterton County Library. That was a new band for us, first time they performed for us. And I must say, if you're out and about and you see Pete Gumbo and the Hot Peppers playing, by all means, go see them. Fun band, a very fun band. They had our audience participating and singing along just about every song. A lot of call and response. So it's just last night it was just a piano player, a drummer that also did the washboard, and a sax player. And they just played, you know, upbeat Zydeco music, which is like French, like New Orleans style music. Not quite Dixieland, but they did like Blueberry Hill by Fats Domino and Jambalaya by Hank Williams and songs like that. The crowd just ate them up. And they did a lot. It was very informal, where they would actually be almost amongst the crowd playing their instruments sometimes. Like the piano player would play an accordion sometimes. And they would stand up and just be right among the crowd. And they were just very entertaining. So if you ever have the chance to see Pete Gumbo and the Hot Peppers, I highly suggest it. I'm sure we'll have them back. They'd be a great band to have outside if we of any of our events, like if our art show or something like that. I could see them fitting in very nicely.
They have so their Facebook page says they're part of Zydeco or Go-Go?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're outside, and yeah, with a really big crowd.
There's two programs today at the North County Branch Library. Today at 2 p.m. is History of Where Your Plants Come From. I can't believe. All right, we'll talk about this off the air. History of Where Your Plants Come with Hank Snyder, old friend of the Hunterton County Library. Hank Snyder will be talking about the origins of plants and how they traveled by historical movements into the American gardens. Hank's a very good speaker and knows a lot about plants and seeds.
What are you going to say?
So Thursday, October 7th, that's today at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. Also today at 2 p.m. at the Hunterton County Library, Jennifer, our friend Fred Miller continues his afternoon concert series, his lectures and song. Fred Do you have it up, what Fred is singing about today, by any chance?
He's singing other Jewish songwriters.
So he'll be singing about the other Jewish songwriters, which means probably everybody but Irving Berlin.
Except the blurb is about, is from the spring, so I can't.
So Fred Miller, very popular, gives anecdotes and stories about popular songs back from the 30s, 40s, 50s. And the crowd just eats it up. Fred's been doing that for 20 years now for us. And then tonight at the North County Branch Library, East Coast Ghosts from Salem, Massachusetts to Savannah, Georgia with Carlotta Holton. Carlotta Holton sounds like a ghost name.
Doesn't it?
Carlotta Holton will discuss stories and travelogues that she has gathered for her articles and books. She'll talk about Pinelands, Savannah Ghosts, and Williamsburg ghost tours, search for the Jersey Devil, etc., etc. So if you're interested in the spirit world, I highly suggest going to the North County Branch Library tonight, Thursday, October 17th at 7 p.m. All these programs are free and open to the public. Just come on by. We'd love to see you. Okay, trivia. By the way, if you're debating whether to see the plants or see Fred Miller, go see Fred Miller. Program note. Okay, Jennifer, let's start with some general trivia.
Okay.
And then we'll get some themes into you if we have time, which we will. We have 12 minutes left.
Okay.
On the 11th day of Christmas, Jennifer, my true love gave to me... What?
Piper's Piping.
Very good. Besides Donald Trump, named the only other U.S. president to have been divorced. Only one other.
I don't know.
Ronald Reagan.
Oh.
Was married to actress Jane Wyman.
Wyman.
Name one of the other... besides Joker, Jennifer, name one of the other top 10 grossing movies from this past weekend.
Downton Abbey.
Very good. Addams Family, Gemini Man, Abominable, Hustlers, Judy, It, Chixie, and Ad Astro were the others. Now, what do you get if you add the number of colors in a rainbow with the number of stars in the Big Dipper?
14.
Very good. 7 plus 7. Little boy blue, come blow your horn. The sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn. Where is the boy who looks after the sheep?
Under the haystack, fast asleep.
Very good. In pool or billiards, what color is the number 4 ball?
Green.
Purple. What is the only U.S. state that is 3 words? Only one U.S. state has 3 words in its name.
Is this a trick question?
No. It's an actual why.
No, because I'm wondering if, it's 3 words.
That West.
You know what I'm saying?
Like what?
Like,
no.
If a state made up 3, like if you anagrammed his name or something. Or out West. South Dakota, North Dakota. A state has 3 names?
The U.S. state capital.
Oh, capital.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I thought you said U.S. state.
Capital.
Let's go.
Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City. Which suit in the deck of cards features the Suicide King?
Spades.
Hearts. Name one of the 2 NFL teams that wears a gold helmet.
The New Orleans Saints.
Very good. The other is the San Francisco 49ers.
Sorry, Jeremiah.
The song When You Wish Upon a Star is from what classic Walt Disney film?
Pinocchio.
Very good. Let's see here. Got some high school movies for you. I know you like high school. I peaked in high school, Jennifer. I'll describe 10 movies that take place in high school. You tell me the name of the movie. An English teacher is fired at an elite Vermont boarding school when one of his students commits suicide.
Dead Poets Society.
Very good. Tracy joins the cast of a local teen dance television show in Baltimore and falls in love with Link.
I don't know.
Hairspray. You've never seen that, have you? Jim Oz, Kevin Finch, and Stifler are 5 best friends who make a pact to lose their virginity before high school graduation.
I don't think I ever saw that one either.
American Pie. A shy teenager who is consistently mocked and bullied uses her telekinetic powers.
K. carry.
To get even at the high school prom. Cameron Fry borrows his father's car.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Dewey Finton pretends to be a substitute teacher at a prep school and forms a band with the students in his class.
Nope.
School of Rock. Ever seen that?
No.
Excellent movie. Very funny movie. Another DVD alert for you. Pedro Sanchez is elected class president?
Nope.
Napoleon Dynamite. This movie chronicles the lives and hardships of students attending the High School of Performing Arts in New York City. Correct. This film portrays the career of a high school music teacher that has a deaf son and who dreams of being a composer.
Mr.
That is correct.
Mr. Holland's Opus.
Very good. Ducky is secretly in love with a poor girl named Andy who works at a record store, but Andy's in love with a rich guy named Blaine.
Oh, it's one of two. Pretty in Pink.
Correct. And a bonus question for you. This movie tells the story of a woman who passes out at her 25th high school reunion.
Peggy Sue Got Married.
Very good. That's one of my favorite movies, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah, I love that movie. I don't know why.
It's
haunting to me, Jennifer.
What is the name of the teacher in Fast Times at Ridgemont?
Mr. Hand.
I could not. It's been driving me nuts all weekend. Thank you.
All right, Jennifer. These questions, this will be your last one. Unless we have time. We might have time for two. All these questions have four answers. See if you can get all four or as many as you can get. Name the four houses at Hogwarts in the Harry Potter series.
Slytherin. Ravencroft. No, that's not it.
Ravenclaw. Close enough.
Slytherin, Ravenclaw. No.
Hufflepuff. And the one Harry Potter's in, Gryffindor. Mm. What were the four original Lucky Charms marshmallow shapes?
Green clovers. Blue diamonds was the extra one. Orange stars.
That's two.
Red hearts. Yellow
pink
moons.
Hearts is
pink
good.
Hearts, yellow
You got
moons.
It. You didn't need the color, just the shapes. Very good.
You got to do it the way the commercial does it.
What are the four largest countries in world by area or size?
China.
Mm-hmm.
The United States.
Mm-hmm.
India.
Incorrect.
Then Egypt is wrong.
Incorrect.
I just said that. Canada.
Correct.
What continent? Australia.
Nope. You're missing the largest one.
It's not China?
Nope. It's close to China.
Heck's bigger than China.
We're looking for Russia. Russia? It's a country, Jennifer.
Yeah.
It's a big one. Then the four most common first names of U.S. presidents.
John.
Correct.
Not Donald. William.
Correct.
Thomas. No.
Nope. James and George were the other two. Name the four major theme parks at Walt Disney World in Florida.
Epcot.
Correct.
The Magic Kingdom.
Correct.
Some studios.
Hollywood Studios. Correct.
I don't know the other
one. And the Animal Kingdom. Besides Michael, give me the four other first names of the Jackson Five.
Tito.
Correct.
Jermaine.
Correct. Jackie and Marlon. What are the four C's when grading the quality of a diamond?
Clarity, cut, color, carat.
Correct. Then the four bones found in the leg, in the human leg.
The patella.
Correct.
The ulna.
Incorrect.
Oh, we went through this last week with the arm. Humerus, femur.
Femur is correct. Patella is correct. Fibula and tibia are the other two. Name four of the five actors that make up the Breakfast Club.
I could do all five. Molly Ringwald, Ally Sheedy, Milo Estevez, Michael Anthony. Hall. Anthony Michael Hall.
Correct.
And What's his name?
You only needed four. Judd Nelson.
Judd Nelson.
Name the four railroads in the game of Monopoly.
B&O, Reading, Short Line, and Pennsylvania.
Very good. All right, one more for you, Jennifer. Geography. We got 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes to answer this question. Can you? How many of the six U.S. states can you name that border Oklahoma?
Texas
is one.
Kansas
is two.
Nevada
is not three.
Colorado
is three.
Arkansas
is four.
You sound surprised.
I do.
Missouri.
When you said Nevada, I was way off. Missouri is five, Jennifer. When you said Nevada, I was holding that much hope.
I got
but
that.
You've rallied big time. You got five. That's very good.
Does it touch Iowa?
No.
No. Doesn't touch Nebraska. Does it? It does touch Nebraska. No, I don't know.
The little point right there, where does it touch?
Northwest corner, northeast corner?
The little, you know, it looks like this, Oklahoma.
Right.
What does it like point to? What is it touching?
I don't know.
It's below Colorado, New Mexico.
New Mexico. That's where I was going with Nevada.
Five out of six is acceptable, Jennifer.
Thank you. Well, because I would have team members.
Of course. You would have said Nevada, and they would have stopped listening to you.
We got 3 minutes. I got 3 minutes left.
Okay, go ahead.
What you got?
I've been talking nonstop pretty much
else
for an
for
hour.
Me?
I have tons of stuff.
All right, give me one more.
Oh, trivia?
Yes.
Oh, no. I don't know about trivia. All right, I can give you some. These are words. All the answers are spelled if you write from the words in East Amwell School and the letters East Amwell School. We're not going to get through this.
What?
East Amwell School, Jennifer. All the answers are found with those using those letters.
Okay.
Which one of Santa's reindeer fits this category?
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet. Comet.
Correct. Toy company created the hula hoop and the frisbee. What is another name for a rook in the game of chess?
Castle.
Correct. Name the hit song by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper from the movie A Star is Born.
Nope.
Shallow. Three on a blank, Jennifer, is a saying that means bad luck.
Three?
Three on a blank.
I don't know.
It's a World War I expression.
Nope.
Three on a match. It's when you're in the foxhole and you're lighting cigarettes. You can light one or two cigarettes safely. If you light a third cigarette, the sniper's got you zeroed in. What is the name of a salad consisting of finely shredded raw cabbage?
Coleslaw.
Correct. What is the name of the piggy bank character in the Toy Story movies?
Nope.
Ham. Give me the last name of the original Saturday Night Live cast member that fits this category.
We'll be here all day.
Chevy Chase. Chase. Michael Cusack, Grace Van Owen, and Arnie Becker were three main characters on this TV legal drama.
L.A. Law.
Very good. The definition of this word could mean an apparatus for making fabric by weaving yarn or thread, or to appear as a shadowy form.
Loom.
Very good. And your bonus, most historians believe that this was Blackbeard the Pirate's last name.
Teach.
Very good.
And why do we know that? Because Jim Thatch believes he's descended from you.
That's my dishonest descendant. Okay, Jennifer, I think we're done.
Thank you for listening. Jim Gunna will be in a few minutes. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Criticism of President Trump and his policies by Republicans on Capitol Hill is fairly rare, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is again criticizing the president for withdrawing troops from northern Syria. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Republican leader says it's a premature exit that's going to have consequences.
I was encouraged to see yesterday's display of bipartisan concern in the House of Representatives for sustaining America's global leadership, and specifically over the damaging impact of hastily withdrawing that leadership from Syria.
McConnell referring to a resolution in the U.S. House yesterday that condemns the president's decision, but which McConnell says doesn't go far enough. UK and EU leaders are agreeing on what's described as a tentative Brexit deal, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
For the second time in 7 years, Chicago's public school teachers have walked off the job. Teachers going on strike today, and the union president, Jesse Sharkey, says there is a lot to negotiate.
We need to have the tools that we need to do our jobs in our schools. That's extremely important. We need to have pay and benefits that give us dignity and respect. We don't think we're there on that yet.
Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot pledging her team will work around the clock to try to end the work stoppage and get the school year going again as quickly as possible. Even political rivals are mourning the death of Maryland Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings. He died this morning in Baltimore. He was 68. First-time claims for jobless benefits rising a bit last week. The Labor Department says about 214,000 U.S. workers filed initial claims, 4,000 more than the week before. You can find us online, you know, on the computer at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Ruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Archaeologists are touting a big discovery near the Egyptian city of Luxor. 20 ancient coffins have been found in a burial ground where pharaohs are known to have been buried. Another day, another member of the Trump administration to be on Capitol Hill for a deposition. In the House impeachment inquiry, Gordon Sondland is or was the U.S. ambassador to the European Union and was also in charge of America's Ukraine policy. Ukraine is at the heart of the impeachment inquiry, considering President Trump's July phone call with Ukraine's president. Netflix is being sued by two lawyers who say they don't like how they're being portrayed in a new movie allegedly about them. The Laundromat is directed by Steven Soderbergh. It stars Gary Oldman and Antonio Banderas as two lawyers who allegedly help the super-rich evade taxes by stashing billions in offshore accounts. The story based on two real lawyers, Jurgen Mossack and Ramon Fonseca. They're both under federal indictment. The lawyer is suing Netflix to stop it from releasing the movie. IndieWire says Netflix.
The traffic stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you.
It's a beautiful day.